You said last night they did win because the two prior games they had lost, right? Is this four prior games? Is it all been with New York, or
no,
they've moved?
Last night was Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays. So, okay. But would the Yankees win? This is terrible.
And of all teams, the Yankees.
I know. It's painful, and it was our bullpen that really.
Oh, that's right. Sort of choked.
Yeah.
Was it Presley that gave it up when we were up 4-0 or something like that? Sorry, my hair is caught. I've got to redo this.
I think it was the whole bullpen, but yes, I did see Presley lose a few.
Sorry, Presley, if you're listening to this podcast. Sorry, yeah, I called you out my name. But
I don't remember who it was. There was a pitcher several years ago. He had like longer hair, kind of wavy.
Brian Stanek?
Stanek was long, but McCullough?
Oh, Lance McCullers?
I think that was it. Okay. My husband has longer hair and like similar style. And so he had gone to the game and he was walking, like they lost. And like, I guess that pitcher had like a really bad game that day. And so he and his mom were walking back to their car and people were yelling at him thinking he was the pitcher.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good.
McCullers hopefully comes back this season. Oh. He's been on the IL list all last season.
Still with us.
I believe so.
Oh, okay. See, Amanda, you're a better fan than I am. I need to get back. I'm kind of weird. I love the Astros, but I get out of it, out of the season. And like, I need refreshers and reminders of who's who and where they play and all that kind of stuff that I feel like every season, which is kind of scary. But okay, let's get started. Welcome to season 3, episode 13 of FISD's The Podcast. We're Kelsey Goals.
That's me.
And Dana Owen. That's me. Have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Welcome, Lindsay Walls and Amanda McLaughlin from the Alliance/FISD Cares. Yeah. Glad you are here this morning.
Thanks Hello. For having us.
Yay.
We have a large crowd this morning. Thank you for joining all of us.
Well, shout out to Yvette Camarillo, who told me that she does listen to all of these episodes. So
she said every episode.
Yes.
Wow. I love that.
Yes. So I'm like, we're going to give her a little shout out
right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to email us that you also listen to every episode, maybe we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, I like it. Wow, marketing.
Welcome, ladies. Glad you're here. So we were able to sit down, I guess it was, I'm terrible with time frame, maybe a month ago, and just talk back through FISD Cares and the Alliance and everything that's going on with the Alliance. Should I call you the Alliance or just FISD Cares? I don't want to confuse.
I think the more people realize that they're intertwined, I think the better off we are. So either one will be great.
Okay. Just talking through everything that y'all have going on and coming up, kind of realized y'all would be a perfect podcast because FISD Cares, there's so much that you do for Friendswood and that you've frankly been doing for Friendswood ISD. It would just be a great opportunity for everyone to hear what you do, what's going on and what's coming up because you do have some exciting things coming up that people I think would be very interested in. And so tell us or tell our listeners kind of how FISD Cares got started and what inspired its creation.
Well, in 2019, I met with Thad Rohr, superintendent, and just kind of talked about some of the challenges that Friendswood as a smaller district had in regard to providing, you know, additional supports for students. And so we had sort of an opportunity, some funding was coming available in September of that year. And so we sort of roadmapped how we could apply for some of that money to support some additional programs here in the district. And so we got the money and we kind of jumped in and we have a youth prevention curriculum. So it's evidence-based, but it's so much more. When you say prevention, I think it kind of gives you sort of a certain connotation, but it's all about goal setting and how to be a good friend, and talks a little bit about anger management, and just some great life skills that every kid needs. And it's not that they aren't getting them anywhere else, but I know that sometimes reinforcement is good for, mm-hmm. for anything. And so that, and then we have a community coalition that just really is working on environmental strategies, particularly focused on vaping, on fentanyl and other prescription drugs. And so that was kind of where we started. And we had our first coalition meeting in February of 2020, and it was great. We had a great turnout. And then by spring break of the next month, we all know what happened. And so, okay, so then what do we do next? And what we learned, that sort of relayed the message to me, is that we had families in FISD who ordinarily had no need of any kind of outside assistance. But, you know, one parent had lost a job, or they had had a significant decline in their income. And all of a sudden now they've got to pay their house note, and they've got to, you know, pay all of those bills. And so that's how FISD Cares was born. We launched a website on April 1st of 2020, and started really trying to figure out how we raised funds, because it's not something grants could pay for. So we raised funds from the same community, and then we sort of case managed a whole host of families that many are no longer on our caseload, but we've just continued to serve families who have, you know, found themselves in a little bit of a bind for whatever reason. A lot of the challenges that we have served are related to healthcare, because I think, you know, health can change on a dime, and there are a lot of things that insurance doesn't cover, or, you know, maybe it covers the treatment, but all of a sudden you have a parent that can't work, you know. And so just really coming alongside those families and trying to make sure that the kids don't sort of fall through the cracks because of whatever that family has recently experienced.
Now, listen, when I first heard that this really came about because of COVID, you know, you take COVID and you say COVID and people kind of almost shut down mentally, I feel like, or like they don't want to talk about it, or they don't want to go back to that place. But what COVID did, it was really, it became an opportunity for groups like you to serve our residents and our community, where, as you had just said, you know, there are a lot of people, maybe, and maybe it's a misconception also. Well, it is a misconception that a lot of families don't really need help and friends, but that's not true. I mean, that's not true. And then COVID comes along, and there are people that couldn't work that have always worked. We now know just the social emotional impact that COVID had on families, and changed that dynamic of depression or alcoholism, or in every community, not just Friendswood. And so what a beautiful thing that the Alliance came along and started FISD Cares to be able to support those students and those families where they needed it, and kind of met them where they are.
And it was just a cool partnership, because it wasn't just any family, it was a direct referral from your FISD counselors.
Right.
And so we've been able to really, you know, kind of lock it down to serve those families that those counselors have identified, so that we know that it's families who are currently enrolled in this district. And that helps reassure donors too, that anything that they donate stays close to home, and it's helping the families that they may interact with every day that they just don't know.
Right. Right here in our community. And, right. And you're right. If anyone knows, it's our counselors on campuses. They work so closely with families. You know, a mother or father may call and say, Billy's been struggling with this at home, and this is what we have going on in our family that obviously we don't want really anyone to know about. But we want the school to know about, because you are with our child so many hours of the day. That happens all the time, mm-hmm. that families call and say, we just want you to be aware that this is going on. Now counselors can reach out to y'all and say, hey, we have a family in need. They need. So let's talk about those needs. What are some things that FISD cares to support those families?
Goodness. To the basics of food. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of needing some groceries to get through. We've helped with some different medical, unique medical situations. We had a student who needed a specific leg brace.
Mm.
And it was very expensive and it was really cost prohibitive. And so we were able to negotiate with the company that provided it. And, you know, it's just an extra arm of support there. We've helped with rental assistant. We've helped mm-hmm. with childcare. We have helped with utilities. Sometimes it's just a matter of providing referrals for, you know, other organizations or, you know, places that are able to meet some of these felt needs that our families have. I mean, you know, in the freeze, we went and handed out heaters to some mm-hmm. of the families we knew that didn't have sufficient heat resources. You know, it's
everything.
It's everything. Yeah. And you never know what the next, you know, challenge or, right. you know, will bring, but we're pretty, adaptable.
Absolutely. You had started with food. And one of the things that I had never even known about, and I was so glad that you had just talked about in your last meeting, was y'all set up a blessing box. Now, do you just have one blessing box here in Friendswood?
There are two blessing boxes.
There are two.
We only maintain one. There's another one by the senior center, I understand.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So it was a group of Girl Scouts that approached us. And so they built them as their
project.
Yes. I can't. Gold project yeah. or something like that. And, but they needed us to maintain one of them. And so we maintain the one that's, off of Woodlawn.
Yeah. 111 Woodlawn.
There okay. you see, Lindsay knows all the details. and so we just kind of make sure that everything in there is good. That people aren't mm-hmm. leaving gross stuff. If so, we throw
expired
it away.
Food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's at the, fire station,
right on the corner,
right on the corner. So if you're driving by, it's centrally located right there where you could pull in and add canned goods. I'm assuming it's just pretty much canned goods and box goods.
It is.
And hygiene supplies.
Hygiene supplies. Okay. Yeah. Something that we do, Lindsay just got the stuff to do it. We're going to put together like one laundry pod with one dryer sheet. So it's enough for a load of laundry because it's not big enough to hold like a big thing of laundry detergent, but.
Okay, you know, that's
take
good.
What you need. Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, if I remember correctly, I think I attended an event of y'all's last year, and y'all talked about, because y'all honored our maintenance department. So do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, our Southeast Texas weather basically knocked the original blessing box, and it just pretty much obliterated it. And so we were in a little bit of a panic because we know that it is very, very utilized. And so JT and his team were like, yes, we've got this, and rebuilt it. And we have had no problems since. So I think we needed, you know, some engineering type minds to figure out how to keep it standing. So, yep, it's great. And we're hoping to install another one. So mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have a second one somewhere near Westwood Bales within the next few months.
That's good to
awesome.
Know.
Yeah. Also at the Friendswood Library.
Yeah.
They had just approached us because of that meeting you were at.
Oh, okay.
The librarian, they're like, hey, could we put one here? And we're like, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one-stop shop for families over the summer, especially. So we're excited.
Well, that's a great idea. You know, we have a couple of things coming into my head. We have our day of service coming up April 19th.
Yes, it's a Friday this year.
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
It's
the 19th.
Yeah. So that would be whether there's a group maybe interested in building a blessing box or if there's a group that wants to take on a blessing box, maybe for a month, just make sure that the supplies are there, or we would love for you to give us a call or give FISD Cares an email or a call, and we can set you up. Talking through that a little bit more, I hate to put either one of y'all on the spot, but we do have that day coming up. Are there other initiatives? Are there other things and places that groups could go or things that people could do to help FISD Cares or the Alliance that's coming up? I know that's kind of hard.
I think the blessing box is a really good actionable item, because especially as we're starting to look at summer coming, and that's really tough because we've got families who may qualify for free and reduced lunch mm-hmm. here in FISD. And so that's breakfast and lunch every day. And then all of a sudden you don't have it. Now there is a program through the Galveston County Food Bank that we're going to sort of partner with the Friendswood Library and the food bank to sort of make sure that those families have some other resources Good. That can get mm-hmm. them through the summer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it's just about the end of the month and all of a sudden you're mm-hmm. like, oh, how do I feed a crowd? You know, and so pretty big staples, you know, rice and beans and flour and, you know, just things like that. And also, you know, we've talked about this a lot. I think a lot of people don't realize, like, even if you get food stamps, that's food, but it isn't toilet paper. It isn't shampoo. It right. isn't deodorant. Other it isn't essentials. Diapers. Mm-hmm. It isn't, you know, mm-hmm. and so, you know, having those other essentials can also help families kind of spread their resources a little mm-hmm. bit. But we would love it if somebody wants to partner and help us get one built at the library, because we definitely have the green light for that one, or even maybe do a food drive to sort of replenish the pantries. We're all about it. So that Good. Would be excellent.
They could reach out to FISD, either reach out to us or reach out to FISD Cares, and yes, we'll make sure and absolutely. Get that set up. Mm-hmm. They'll take clothes or clothes of interest. I mean, I know a lot of donation centers have started saying stop sending clothes because clothes seem to be in abundance. Books. I'm trying to think just outside the box a little bit. We do. Do you do a school supply drive?
We do. So we don't take anything like no used clothes. There are times we may okay. ask for new clothes that we can give, but just the maintenance of that is just overwhelming.
Sure.
So we do have a space at Friendswood Junior High where we're able to store some of these items, but clothes just are a little bit more than we're able to mm-hmm. take on right now, but we can refer families to other places. Like the Assistance League does clothes for some of our kiddos to go back to school. So we do school supplies. It's called Mustang Ready. And so any kid on our caseload or a new referral from one of the counselors, we actually go to the website and we look at the school supply list for that grade and that school. And those are the exact things that that child has to take with them on the first day of school. And so if you are interested, you know, we have a place to store those and we will put them to good mm-hmm. use in August. But we do try to focus on giving teachers the brands that they ask for. So if they ask for Elmer's glue, we give them Elmer's glue. If they ask for Ticonderoga, we give them that, because there's a reason that they want some of those brands, and we don't want it to end up being, sort of, a problem for teachers because they don't have all the supplies they need for their classrooms. And so, we try very hard to be, you know, just like all the parents who are scouring for the red plastic folder with prongs, we're out there too. So
I thought that was interesting. You know, I'll be very transparent. Whenever you said in your meeting, and I don't know if it was for Mustang Santa or if it were just for the supply specifically, but you said that there was a kid that said something about getting the real glue or
the good glue,
mm-hmm. the good glue. You know, when I think about donating, I just get the cheapest, and I just think, well, this will work. Mm-hmm. And listen, that's terrible that I'm saying that, but it's just like, well, they need it and it doesn't matter the name brand, but you know, to kids, it does
to teachers, really does too.
and it does to teachers. Like it mm-hmm. says a lot about just, they want the same brand that
it's equity.
All their friends,
yeah.
yes,
it's equity.
Yes, mm-hmm. that all their friends have. And so it was kind of a light bulb that went off. It's like, of course they do. They want yeah. what all their friends and every, you know, their peers have. So that was a great reminder mm-hmm. In that moment. So let's talk about that for a second, because I know we're about to get into Mustang Santa. But when you know that a family needs something, and this seems to happen more at Christmas time, or in my mind it happens more at Christmas time, but I'm sure there are families year-round that need help. How is it that you go about saying, okay, we have a family that needs X, Y, and Z? How is it that you put out kind of the signal that, hey, we're needing some help here?
So typically whenever the family reaches out to us and
is expressing their needs of what they need. Typically, if we don't have a resource to give them, we send out a mass email or we post on social media.
Okay.
Say, hey, we have a family in need of this or a mattress or something like that. And then usually the community is like so generous. They'll reach out to us and say, hey, I would love to do this for the family.
Okay. Just a good reminder, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I need to be on a list of some sort, mm-hmm. feel free, you know, to email us, Amanda or Lindsay at FISC Cares. And that can just be maybe mm-hmm. someone that kind of, it's like whenever you put out an email or something, yeah.
We have a distribution list specifically okay. for needs in FISD.
Perfect.
And so that is the email list that goes out with any need that we come across that we need to get filled for this family. And so you're more than welcome to be put on the list
yeah.
and receive the emails.
And we also just, so people understand, we have some governance in place too. We have an advisory committee that sort of oversees the funds in and out for FISD Cares. It's made up of citizens here in FISD. Most, or I guess all of them, have kids here in the district. And so it's been really great to get to know them and sort of, I think they've been enlightened by the project and seeing some of the need. But it's been a really great partnership and we're looking for, I think we'll talk about this, but we're going to expand a little bit over the course of the next year. And so, just in case anybody was wondering, like we definitely have, you know, some boots on the ground that are helping, you know, make sure that we are good stewards of the money entrusted to us for FISD students.
So let's talk about Mustang Santa. That comes around, it's at Christmas time, but when do you start? Because I know Kelsey and I have, enjoyed every year yep. going and helping to wrap all the mm-hmm. gifts. I'm blown away, honestly, how many, families, I guess, that you serve and then the great gifts,
really great gifts
mm-hmm. that are given to the families. I mean, y'all go all out and mm-hmm. make sure that, you know, their needs are covered. Not just with things that are necessities, but really things that they want, mm-hmm. you know, which are just important. It's kind of like making sure they have the good glue. Tell us a little bit about Mustang Santa.
Well, I think, you know, we started in April of 2020. And we saw there was a need, you know, for school supplies. And so we jumped in there and then it was pretty quickly evident that some of our families would not recover enough to be able to really do Christmas mm-hmm. For their kids. And so we have just continued. In fact, last year was the most families we've served.
How many families?
Mustang Santa.
We served 32 families and 81 students.
Okay.
Wow. So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
You know, we have a set amount of money depending on age. The max is $150. But man, we are bargain shoppers and we work really hard to make sure that we, you know, we have a questionnaire about what they like and their interests and things like that. Now, I will tell you the two places that I will generally go over budget, and one is a bicycle and two is a laptop, because I think both things, give kids, the opportunity to go beyond, their four walls. And so, I feel like those things are investments in a kid. But we also do hygiene supplies mm-hmm. and we do socks, pajamas, underwear, because, you know, those are expensive. And if you've bought those recently for your kids, you realize that even going to Target or Walmart will set you back quite a bit of money. And so, just trying to make sure everybody has their own clean, new, things to start a year fresh. And, it's been cool. We've gotten so many notes from families mm-hmm. because we try to personalize each, gift to the child so that the parent can give those gifts with confidence that the child never has to know they did not come from them. Mm-hmm. And, It's been great. Like, it's been great to follow these kids over the last Absolutely. 4 years too.
Have you seen that FISD Cares, do you collaborate, I guess, with businesses, with local businesses? Do you need more of that?
Oh, yes, we need more of that. Okay. Now, I will say we don't do as good of a job as we could to some extent. You know, now we have wonderful partners like McCree Ford who will step up and sponsor several families, and that's amazing. But if we had more folks like that, it would help us definitely. We almost covered our entire expenses for Mustang Santa this year. I think we were, you know, something like $500 under, you know, over budget or something like that. But, and people say, how could you go over budget? And I'm like, because I'm not. Those kids come first. And so we're going to make sure that all of those needs are met. We will, through upcoming fundraisers, fill in the gaps. But those needs happen right now. And so, you know, I think no matter what a parent's situation is or their choices are, the magic of Christmas is really special. And I want all kids, and that means even teenagers, to feel that love just as much as their peers do.
Now, I remember y'all posting. First of all, I thought it was super cute. I don't know if this has happened every year and I've just not noticed, but I loved how each family had a name, like the Jingle family, the Holly family. Like that was really cute. But on social media, y'all would put posts out saying, okay, we have these families left that need to get sponsored. So just in the future, if anyone who's listening right now would like to see those types of things, what is your handle? Like, you have Facebook, and is that just under
FISD Cares?
Yes. Okay. And then is that the only platform?
It is that and our website, which is FISDcares.com.
Okay. Yeah. I just thought that was cute. And that was, I think, helpful. And I think people can get competitive in a way, like, okay, there's only three left. You know, people want to like jump in and make that happen. So
we've even seen, you know, some of our larger families, it's just more expensive. And so we've seen several families go in together to sponsor. We've had departments here in the district who've done the same. And so just being able to think outside the box, maybe I can't sponsor an entire family, but can I, you know, partner with my family? Maybe we do that as part of our Christmas to each other and an extended family. But it's a great way, and hopefully it gives people feel good feelings. And of course, then we invite the community to come and help us wrap gifts.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of gifts to be wrapped every year.
There are a lot of gifts. I'm always amazed.
It's so many gifts, but it's always fun. I feel like y'all make it super fun for everybody to come out and do that. So great job.
Thank you.
Let's talk future goals. So what are some future goals and initiatives that you have, you know, going on, coming up, how you want to expand? Let's talk through that.
Well, we've got Mustangs in Motion. It's a brand new program. We have a couple of families we're piloting right now, but the idea is to connect families in FISD who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it with extracurricular activities.
Okay.
And so it isn't necessarily families who are struggling or would ever need support for their daily needs, but, you know, extracurricular activities can get really expensive. And so we are working with community organizations, whether it's Be Someone Sports or local football or Tara Dance Academy.
Shark Swim Club.
Yes. We've also been in talks with the Friendswood Community Ed. So just talking about ways that we can plug into things that are already here and work in partnership with them to connect these kids to different activities that might interest them, and then also ensure that they have all the supplies they need, because it's, you know, it's great if they can go take dance lessons, but they also have to have the leotard and the tights and the shoes and, you know. So Lindsay's been working really hard and would love any other community organizations who want to be a part of that and partner with us. We have just a simple agreement that we kind of put together, and I think it's going to be really great, because I think the more we can help kids stay connected to something outside of just their daily routine, I think that, you know, you were talking about that social emotional piece and giving them sort of skills to cope with life's stresses.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what that's called again.
Mustangs in Motion.
Mustangs in Motion.
Well, okay. And I know, like, it's definitely linked to the more involved kids are, the less likely they are to get in trouble. And I know one big thing y'all are about is like drug use prevention, alcohol use mm-hmm. prevention, which I don't know if we've like talked fully about that, but y'all have actually hosted parent power sessions with Friendswood yeah. ISD. And it was especially the fentanyl one. Y'all actually gave out Narcan. So impressed by that.
We did. And you know, it was really an incredible turnout. Your community obviously cares about kids and, you know, concerned about the challenges that their kids may face. It was a great conversation. It resulted in UTMB providing Narcan for all of our or a standing order for Narcan for all of our nurses in schools in Galveston County, which is just huge. And for anybody who doesn't know, Narcan is an antidote to an opioid overdose. And so it saves lives. It absolutely, that's just the simplest way to put it. It is, you know, works similar to an EpiPen or an AED in the fact that it is a life-saving measure. And so having those on our campuses, I think, you know, we hope that that will never, ever be needed. But it's that just in case piece, right? Mm-hmm. And so,
well, it was eye opening to me when that mother who spoke, who had lost her daughter, said that it was a poisoning because her daughter didn't take the drug. She didn't know fentanyl was in it.
Yep.
And it is kind of an eye opener. Now, I'm not saying because socially acceptable, some drugs are okay and fentanyl's not, that's, which is kind of what that sounds like. But we do know that kids experiment. And they may try to take a drug that they, you know,
they think is safer.
They think is safer.
But I think also in that, I think it was maybe the doctor or someone who was there was talking about like that. It's like the amount of the end of a pin that yes. can kill somebody yes. like yeah. that. I mean, when you think about that, like that is just like insane. Just how little like and what a waste, you know, just what a waste of life whenever yep. someone passes of mm-hmm. something like that. So just very informative. I mean, I felt like that was kind of the peak of things being reported in the news when y'all hosted that. And I still learned a ton attending that session.
Well, I think, you know, and just our ability to bring partners together like UTMB and the Drug Enforcement Administration and just having those folks at the table. So you're not just hearing from us, you're hearing from the experts.
Right.
And so we love being able to partner with those that we work with on a regular basis to be able to bring information about those things that are most pressing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so let's keep talking about initiatives and things that are coming up, how you're building and expanding. What else?
I think you need to talk about our first ever fundraising event, Lindsay.
I'm excited about
yes.
this one.
So our first fundraising event that is specifically benefiting FISD Cares is Bingo.
Yes.
It's hosted at Mary Queen Catholic Church on Monday, April 22nd. I think doors are going to open at 6. Mm-hmm. It says 6:30, but we're opening at 6.
Okay.
And it's until 9, and it's going to be so much fun.
So tell everyone kind of what is involved. It's not just bingo.
It's bags and bottles.
It's
bingo.
Bags and bottles. Okay. So tell us what's involved.
So there will be 6 rounds of designer bags that you can win. And then there will be 4 rounds of high-end liquor bottles that you can win.
And we did that because men kind of weren't yes. interested in purses.
Yes.
I don't know why.
We had a very specific request yes. from some men on our advisory committee. They were like, let's, you know, have yeah. something in it for us.
We want to be involved uh-huh. also. Uh-huh. And so mm-hmm. let's get something that we may be interested in. So good. So we'll have the round. You'll play bingo. And then how does that work? If you win bingo, do you get to go up and pick, or you have each thing chosen
yeah.
for that round?
Each okay. round has a designated item.
Got so it. A man could end up with a bag.
Yes, they could. uh-huh, uh-huh. But
and vice
so
versa, a woman could end up with
a bottle.
Okay.
Which
okay.
would be okay.
Of yes. course. Yeah.
I think what's really fun about it is that when you register, if you buy your ticket, you get one set of bingo cards. But if you see a purse that you're like, ooh, I really want that. You could buy extra bingo cards just for that round so that you increase your odds, right? Mm. So it's really fun. It's I just think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're very excited.
We are working with locals to provide food and
wow.
Right?
Locals like, is awesome.
Okay.
Right? That's a selling point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we also
have raffle
some
items.
Of the purses
okay.
Are amazing.
Beautiful. So I was going to say there's one, what's the value on one? Y'all have advertised that.
We have one that's it's a $1,700 Alexander McQueen and it's
okay.
Gorgeous. And so I will say, like, we don't have any purses that look like everybody's purse. They're all high-end designers, but they're all
unique,
beautiful purses. We have a gorgeous Kelly Touk bag.
Mm-hmm.
It smells amazing. Like, it's just, so.
I have a funny story about my Kelly Touk bag.
Oh, sure.
That I.
Share.
I love this story. So, I was invited to have a friend whose family member had brain cancer, and it was at a bike bar in Lamarck.
Interesting.
Yes. So, but
she's
it was.
She's from Pasadena, folks.
I am from Pasadena. So felt right at home walking into this bike bar. I'm just kidding. But I go in and it was, let's just say a little different crowd. Just a little different, right? No big deal. No
They'd
judgment.
Be excited
going on.
About getting the purses at bingo. Is that the kind of crowd we're talking
right,
about here?
Yeah. Exactly. So. They worked on, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. There were a lot of different things that you could, you know, silent auction. And
mm-hmm.
there was a Kelly Touk large duffel at this bike bar. No one cared about it. So I knew I was going to have to bid on it. So I knew I had a really good chance
to win.
Uh-huh. And it came up that, okay, now we're going for this Kelly Touk bag. There were all these men did not care about this purse. I got it in this bike bar. I was so excited. I was screaming. I was jumping up and down. And there were all these people like, who cares about a bag? But I was so fired up. So that's my little Kelly Touk.
Wow. Yes.
She was nice enough to donate that bag for that. And I benefited from it. And of course, the person, the benefit in itself benefited from the money. But yeah, that's my Kelly Touk live story.
Awesome.
That's the way that I have my.
Yeah. We're pretty excited. I mean, I think it's been fun to explore mm-hmm. the world of bags and.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, sure.
I'm assuming my mom actually works for the Education Foundation for Alvin ISD.
Oh, okay.
And so growing up, like all their fundraisers, we were never allowed to like participate, right? Like conflict of interest there. So is it a little heartbreaking?
A little bit.
When you see these purses knowing you won't have a chance?
I know.
I think a little bit more than a little bit. But
okay. I think at least is with Bingo, like, you know, I think her future mother-in-law is going to be joining us. And so if she wins, great. Because it's hard to cheat at Bingo because it's right there, right? It's
yes.
just there. So I think it's a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of door prizes and just a lot of chances to win something. And we have a few surprises up our sleeves too. So.
And it's at Mary Queen?
It yes. is.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if someone's interested in getting a ticket, it's going online, FISDcares.com.
Yep.
And you'll find the bingo, click on that. And there are all these different ways you can sponsor tables.
Yes,
absolutely.
Or just buy individual tickets.
Yes. And we would love some more sponsors because mm-hmm. that obviously is what contributes to actually making money. But we have somewhere about 36 tickets left. So,
yeah.
We are.
Have you purchased yet?
No, we need to jump
I know,
on
we,
that.
I still have the tab pulled up. We were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, that. Oh, we need to get our tickets. Yeah. So,
yes.
Especially now, you've like really sold me here.
We're 36 tickets left.
36.
Well, and if you knew our surprise, you'd really be excited.
Okay,
that's okay, fine. I'll buy three. No,
my big hint is Friendswood Blue. There's my hint.
Okay, speaking of Friendswood Blue, uh-huh. I have to comment on. I think, do y'all intentionally wear blue every time y'all are here?
Sometimes.
I literally feel like I see y'all in like the Friendswood blue every time y'all come. And I'm like, I feel like that is intentional. Like that's spirited right there. Well, like you're both in blue today.
Every time if I am at a meeting or something with that and he introduces me, every time he points out that I'm wearing Friendswood blue.
Yes.
So I cannot disappoint.
And the first time
that would be a letdown.
The first time he ever met me, he was like, can't wait to get you in some Friendswood blue. So
it's ingrained.
It was kind of forced.
But well,
I think blue is my color, so it doesn't, it's not, you know, it's not hard,
it, Amanda.
It's not hard.
You look good in it. So let's talk about, I think you'll have a dodgeball. Do we want to talk about that yet, or is there something else to talk about?
Let's table that for
okay,
now.
Let's, mm-hmm. We will keep you on the edge of your seat waiting until you hear about that.
And by you, we just mean of it.
So anything else coming up?
You know, something that's really exciting. It's like one of my favorite events every year, and it's our annual meeting. And that's probably where Kelsey, saw the folks from Friendswood ISD maintenance being recognized. But, that meeting is on May 23rd.
Okay.
It is at the Webster Civic Center. It's free to attend. We also have sponsorship opportunities for that. But
hold on 1 second.
Sure.
When is the bags and bottle bingo?
It is on April 22nd.
Okay.
So it's a Monday evening.
Okay. Monday evening. Good to know.
May 23rd. Isn't that that's the last day of school. Isn't
April 22nd.
Annual meeting. I think that's the last day of school.
Gotcha.
Goodness.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Pretty sure.
We are super excited because we're recognizing all of our FISD Cares partners that mm-hmm. did this exciting project with us last year called Undie Sunday. And they might have laughed a little bit, but they also were like, okay, how can we help? And so it was churches and then Chara Christian Dance Academy. They signed up and said, hey, let's get our congregations involved. And they collected socks, underwear, and PJs that we were able to then wrap and, you know, gift to students on our FISD Cares caseload. And I mean, it's such a great thing because an inaugural project can sometimes be a little, and they jumped in, like totally jumped in. I just can't even tell y'all how amazing it was.
Amazing.
And so we're recognizing each of those, churches. There's an organization at Hope Lutheran Church. Uh-huh. It's called Hope Urgent Response Team. It's headed up by a woman named Margie Riley. And when you talk about school supplies that are the brands, that's what they bring.
They're all in.
I mean, all in.
Yeah.
If we have a family that needs utilities, they'll, you know, jump in and figure out how to help us. And so it's really great to be able to sort of recognize some of these Friendswood area champions mm-hmm. that really do care about our kids. And they don't just talk about it, but they show up for it. And so if anybody wants to join us for that meeting, it's 11:30 to 1 on May 23rd. We're super excited. We're also just speaking about the fentanyl thing. We're also recognizing UTMB because I think that's huge. Mm-hmm. Just being so responsive. So we had an anesthesiologist that was at that event. And I talked to her there and I said, do you realize that the only thing standing in the way of schools, local schools having Narcan is a standing physician's order? We hadn't been able to really find a physician willing to do that. And she was like, you mean we're the problem? And I was like, well, you know,
and basically,
I think within 2 days, within 2 days, UTMB had reached out to every superintendent in Galveston County saying, this is what we want to do for you. And I think that's bold.
Yep.
Because that sees a problem, sees we can be part of the solution. Yep. Let's make this happen. And so, we're super excited to be able to recognize them because, I just feel safer. I feel like mm-hmm. I feel so much better knowing that our kids are, you know, there's just something there in case somebody, just like you said, in case a kid makes the unwise choice mm-hmm. to experiment with something or thinks they're taking something that was prescribed by a physician. And it wasn't.
Now, one thing I don't think we've touched on that y'all also do is those prescription medication drives. So do y'all want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure do. Because we have one coming up on April 27th here actually at the Annex. We're just at the porte-cochere, under the porte-cochere in front of the tax office from 10 to 2. And people can bring their old expired medications. And we partner with the DEA and Friendswood PD. And we get those taken care of out of people's medicine cabinets, out of the hands of kids. And we've collected just in this sort of area, including here and sort of Clear Lake, League City, Kema, we've collected over 35,000 pounds of medications, which is just amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Especially when you think about a pill. Like,
yes. You know,
So if you are interested, please join us. It's just easy. It's drop off. You don't have to get out of your car. So you can just do it, you know, on your Saturday running errands. But we just also
have it in a bag and you would literally hand the bag.
Hand it over.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Lindsay can tell you a little bit about something. If you can't make it that day, we have medication disposal pouches.
Mm-hmm. And medication disposal pouches are just little pouches and you can pour a bottle of pills or one in the bigger one, or you can pour, we have little ones that you can pour inside the pill casing, shake it up, and then you can throw it away in your trash. And it has a interactive agent within the pouch that cancels out the things that make the water bad. If you throw them away in the trash or if you dump them in the toilet.
Okay, that's good.
It neutralizes them and it's really an amazing technology.
Yeah.
So we have these larger pouches that you can put like up to 90 pills in, or we have these little ones that she was talking about and you just empty the contents of it into a pill bottle with some water and shake it up. So you tell us how many pills you need to get rid of and we will connect you with the number of pouches that you need to get the job done. So those are free. And we're also always looking for like realtors that want to partner on that project, because I think it's a great thing for families who are selling a home, that they don't leave those things in a medicine cabinet when people are coming to look as a potential buyer. So, you know, if there are realtors out there that are interested, again, they're free. We just want to get this technology, in the hands of the people that need it.
Good to know. What else are we missing? Anything else coming up that we want everyone to know about?
Yes, we are actually having our next coffee and collaboration meeting. It'll be on June 6th from 9:30 to 10:30. So we would love to have everyone come out. And
where will we be?
We will be at the boardroom, the FISD boardroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Our last meeting was fantastic. We had over 70
people.
Yes. Yeah. And we are happy to provide coffee and we need y'all to bring the collaboration to really figure out how we, you know, work together. Mm-hmm. But it was great to see PTOs and different businesses and healthcare and pastors and just, man, some good FISD alumni. I mean, that was also huge. And everybody sort of figuring out how they play a role in really securing the future for our kids. People ask me a lot about, like, how are we different from the Ed Foundation? And this is what I tell people. Ed Foundation is really tasked with helping instruction, improving classroom opportunities for kids. The FISD Cares and the Alliance, they're more the support for the social emotional needs of our kids. And to me, it's really important that we focus on both and that the community is involved in what we're doing to sort of shore up our kids. Because like Dana said, during COVID, I think we saw there was just a really, it just put this extra taxation on our kids of their
and
emotional.
Parents.
Yeah,
and
for
parents.
Sure. And so how do we go about helping them? And so we're super excited about the possibilities. Right now, like I said earlier, we do an evidence-based curriculum. We're on every campus in FISD. But just shoring up some of those skills, you know, how to be a good friend, goodness, I could have used that reminder 1,000 times in middle school, right? Like it was brutal. Mm-hmm. So just to have another caring adult who comes in and, you know, kind of wraps their arms around you. And so I love it. We have a lot of different facilitators that work in our department and, man, we just love kids.
Amanda, that's a great reminder. And I just want to give a shout out to public schools in general. You know, it used to be send your kids to school to read, to write, you know, learn math. I don't know why I'm getting upset, but schools take care of communities, you know, with groups like FISD Cares, with Education Foundation. I guess I get upset because I've had a lot of conversations lately with public schools and getting a bad rap and sorry, give me 1 second. Educators are in this because we love kids and instruction is important, but we care about just their families. We care about how their parents, when their parents are, can't put food on the table. We have counselors that step up and FISD Care steps up and Education Foundation tries to make teaching exciting. And we know that we try to teach parents, you know, power sessions because their social emotional well-being and their addictions matter. And because it affects the entire community. And, I guess it's just overwhelming to hear how many people kind of come together, you know, because we love kids. So.
Well, and I think we can never, ever, we will never know how many kids, lives are changed and saved through public education.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just named
safe space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're spending more time in school than they do. And, you know, we mouth off about, oh, this is what's wrong with public education or my kids do this. There's so much that goes into raising children and it's not, there's just so much. And there are so many, there are hundreds of employees that they give more to their kids than frankly they do to their families a lot of the time. So it's, you know, it's frustrating. Yeah. Anywho, what were we talking about? Sorry about that.
Well, that's important, though. I think it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a foster parent, and, you know, I think a lot of my kids, before they ended up in my house, obviously things were not okay at home, and they, like, school was their safe place.
Yep.
That was where, actually, they ended up getting help because they cried out to somebody at school that cared enough to stay on hold with CPS for 24 hours. But, you know, I think also just that caring individual, you just don't know what kind of impact a positive teacher has mm-hmm. on a student.
Yep. Support staff or principal or nurse absolutely. Or counselor or, you know, it's just amazing the number of individuals. And it goes along with FISD Cares and the groups that we have that pour into our community and schools. It's amazing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, you know, thing. So looking at, unless do we have any other events? Because I've made a list of y'all as
I think
y'all
that's it.
Gone
I
through.
Think that's it.
So, you know, listen to this for a second. So we have committees here with FISD Cares. We have Mustang Santa, Mustang Ready, which is supplies, Mustangs in Motion, which is supporting financially those kids that want to participate in extracurricular events. We have drug prevention lessons, which is a lot of parent power sessions. We have prescription give back. April 27th, Bags and Bottles Bingo. That's April 22nd. Annual meeting, which is May 23rd, that we have coming up. Get involved. And coffee and collaboration, June 6th. Let me just say this, by the way. Like when we put on a committee meeting or a group meeting and we have breakfast, like we serve breakfast, it is so sad. Like we have like 8 donut holes and maybe some
and we
coffee.
Cut them in half. Nick.
Yeah, we cut them in half. Like Mighty used to do with that one bean that would fall on the FISD Cares has a spread. So if you come to these things, man, you are getting fed for sure.
It's true.
With all the good stuff. So just so many ways that you can get involved. If you would like to reach out to us, we have a Let's Chat With Us on all of our web pages. Say, hey, I didn't get all the information. Can you send it? We'll make sure we put out in social media a list of all the ways that people can get involved with FISD Cares. And just look forward to continuing to support FISD Cares and everything that you do. And yeah. So,
and I'll just say, like, the name is so fitting, like FISD Cares, like just because of how big your hearts are and how much you care for students and families, and you have this understanding and no judgment of the needs that you're meeting. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing. I think you're doing the Lord's work, and we just commend you so much for all that you do for our kids.
Yep.
Thank you. Can I have this last parting thing? So the meeting you were talking about, our last coffin collaboration, we actually had one of the moms that has been on our caseload had some serious health issues with a child, and had the child with them, and was able to tell us that not only had things turned around, that the child no longer needed the financial support, but also dad got a better job, and now they want to figure out how to pour back into FISD Cares.
Perfect.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, it was,
well, that is one of those things that I don't think I realized either. A lot of times families come in, you help support them, they're back on their feet, they're out, they're they're moving, and then they can be a testimony, and then they come in and help support. So I actually happened to walk over to that mother and just said, tell me how you're involved. And she said, well, I was supported, you know, by this group, and it means so much to me, and so that's why I'm here, which I thought was beautiful. Yeah, beautiful thing. So awesome.
I love it. We love being part of it.
Well, y'all do a great job, and we appreciate everything that you do. And yeah,
look forward. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.